Blog Talk Radio.
Deus e Pai, nós te agradecemos por mais esta oportunidade, mais neste dia que nos concedeste para te servir. para te adorar em espírito e em verdade, que tu possas usar-nos nas tuas mãos para a consolidação do teu reino e para a glória do teu filho Yeshua. Dá glória ao teu nome, Senhor. Visita o teu povo, todos aqueles que estão ouvindo o programa, todos aqueles que irão ouvir posteriormente, gravado. Abençoa as nossas vidas, Senhor, e reina sobre nós, é o nosso desejo, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Amado irmão, nós damos as boas-vindas a todos aqueles que estão ouvindo este programa. Obrigado pela vossa companhia. Hoje vamos falar sobre a crucificação. Vamos debater aqui um tema que tem sido muito falado ultimamente no mundo cristão, mas queremos ir mais fundo do que aquilo que se tem falado. Vamos tentar entender como é que o inimigo tem procurado desviar o foco da atenção daquilo que foi o exemplo de vida, os ensinos, tudo aquilo que Jesus deixou como herança para nós seguirmos. O Evangelho realmente não é Evangelho se não tiver o seu foco, a sua mensagem central na cruz e no processo de crucificação das nossas vidas, tal como Jesus o fez. Nós vamos estar tentando trazer fontes aqui, não somente basearmos apenas na nossa dedução, naquilo que é mais que evidente que está acontecendo no mundo evangélico, mas procurando ir fundo, procurando sustentar tudo aquilo que vamos falar com fontes, com bases que vêm da história da Igreja. Já está colocado no chat room algumas dessas fontes. Vocês podem verificar o link que está ali do nosso blog, que tem as notas adicionais do show. Por isso eu convido-vos a que fiquem presentes, para que Deus possa avivar realmente a sua fé. Porque estamos sofrendo um ataque no centro, no coração do Evangelho, que é a cruz. E nós precisamos avivar em nós aquilo que foi a cruz do Senhor Jesus Cristo. Para que também nós sejamos cheios do mesmo Espírito Santo. Possamos batalhar o bom combate, mas não como vítimas, como vencedores deste mundo. Queremos preparar verdadeiros adoradores para a realidade do Evangelho e não das farsas que estão por aí surgindo para desviar o foco da cruz e atrair as pessoas a um Evangelho que não vai conduzi-los àquilo que Jesus propôs. Que Deus abençoe a todos. Nós estaremos dando as boas-vindas agora aos irmãos em inglês, para que todos nós sejamos abençoados. Espero conseguir transmitir nas duas línguas. Se não conseguir, que Deus possa arranjar quem consiga entender inglês, porque nós estamos com muita gente aqui no chat, na sala de conversação, que responde aos apelos do Espírito Santo e aparece para partilhar as suas vidas. Espero que mais gente que fala português também comece a aparecer. Basta fazer o login, podem usar o perfil do Facebook e partilhar as bênçãos aqui conosco. Que Deus vos abençoe e deixe ficar em nome de Jesus. Amém. Hello, Army of God, brothers and sisters, thank you again for answering the calling of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure to be back to another show after some struggles in my health, some struggles that the enemy has brought to stop the process that God wants to make through this instrument, that is this program, to reach and to prepare the saints or to become overcomers in these struggles that are coming to the world. The struggles that are coming to make the separation of the tares and the wheat. Thank you for your presence. Thanks God, I am better. I can move my arm now. And I am here because I felt that the Holy Spirit awakened me on this day to bring this message. And we will be talking here about something that it's not new for us, but the Holy Spirit knows that we need this message today, because the crucifixion is something that is becoming on second plane on the preaching of the gospel. And God wants to revive in us what it means to the real crucifixion for Him, for His Son, Yahushua, Jesus Christ, and it what must mean to us, the crucifixion. What are the benefits from the crucifixion, and what it means to be crucified as Jesus was in this world. For that we must go deep in this rabbit hole. I want to bring some sources from traditional history of the church that the system, modern system of the Christianity doesn't like to talk. But as you know, there are no promotions here in the gospel that I live and in the gospel that I have to spread amongst the brotherhood. So please join us this day. I hope that you care for the truth, because sometimes the truth hurts. But as someone said before, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And we will not be talking here about a 10% promotion gospel here, where you can pay your salvation by just giving your tithings because the men change scripture. No. We'll be talking here and we're bringing the real gospel. It's the gospel that will take you inevitably to the cross. Multitudes like to hear about the blessings of Jesus Christ and the blessings of the cross for your health, for your wallet. But when it comes to the real cross, they don't like to hear because they are afraid of the cross. And you better be afraid, my friend, because the real gospel will take you everything, not only 10% of your salary. God will require everything to give you the blessings, the benefits from the cross that cost the life of His Son. We'll be talking about this. We'll be sources from lost gospels that the system made disappear, like the Hebrew book of Matthew. It was the original gospel of Matthew, as I already spoke. And the lost gospel of the Hebrews that was based on this Hebrew book of Matthew that brought the four books that we have in our Bible called the Gospels in the Greek. But as I put before on the chat room, there are a lot of differences between what we read in our Gospels that come from the Greek and what was the original Gospel and what was the original truth and commandments of Jesus Christ about following Him. So please stay with us. We will be worshiping our God, as always. I hope that I didn't scare you, because it's just for real believers. You need to love Jesus Christ more than your life, man, more than your dreams, to stay this day with us. Because I will be talking about heavy stuff. We will be talking about details of the crucifixion. And now, in the spiritual world, we will feel the same things that Jesus felt on that time, when He was like a criminal, accused, condemned, and killed. So, my brothers and sisters, pray for this program, pray for your life, because if you're feeling the same thing that I felt from the Holy Spirit, that you need to hear this message to revive your faith, your love for Jesus Christ, to come out of this Babylonic deceiving spirit that is raising upon the church. Please pray, as the enemy will try to stop this. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Let's praise our God first, because without Him, we cannot do nothing. Stay with us, in Jesus' name.
Follow my ear. no quiero luchar, ya no quiero pelear. Hago a un lado las armas en las que confiaba y te dejo ganar. Me ha vencido tu amor y tu buen corazón. He venido a rendirme a tus pies y decirte, te doy el control. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme, si quieres hoy recibirme. Vengo a caer a tus pies y a decirte, por siempre eres tú. Señor, hoy te entrego las riendas de mi corazón. Me cansé de pelear y tu amor evitar. Me di cuenta que pierdo si gano esta lucha contra la verdad. Hasta aquí me alcanzó mi obstinada razón. He borrado la raya que me separaba de tu bendición. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme, si quieres hoy recibirme. Vengo a caer a tus pies y a decirte, por siempre eres tú mi Señor, hoy te entrego las riendas. Vengo hasta la cruz a rendirme, quieres hoy recibirme. Vengo a caer a tus pies y a decirte, por siempre eres tú mi Señor, hoy te entrego las riendas de mi corazón.
Father, we pray in Jesus' name that your children can receive all that you have prepared for their lives. Give us your blessing, Father, and guide us in all the truth, and that no enemy scheme can stop the blessings that you want to bring to our lives. Open the hearts and minds of your people. Let your sheep be free of all the lies, the deception that the enemy army is trying to provoke in their lives. Fill up our lamps, Father, with the Holy Spirit that will make us overcomers about this world and free all of our lives with the truth. The truth that resides on in your Son Yahushua, Jesus the Christ. We praise you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when we want to serve God, we pass from times of discouragement. That's the time that the enemy requires to our Father to test our faith, our faithfulness. And when we are new in the faith, it's easy for us to be deceived by this time. find someone that we love very much, that we take care of, and is back on us. When a brother, a father, a son, a wife, or a husband, or a boyfriend suddenly changes his behaviors and they show their real faces, they show that they don't have real compromise with the real gospel, that they don't fear God. And we start in being attacked with doubts, with suggestions in our minds and hearts about where is our God? Where is your faithful God? All of us that once decide to follow Jesus Christ have already passed this time, or some of us are still passing this time. Some things hurt more than others. There is nothing like being betrayed by someone that should be on our side, or when God permits, because God knows our limits, when Satan requires God let us touch it in our health. Brothers and sisters, the reason that I'm bringing this issue tonight, it's because God has been talking to me in my provations. God doesn't like to hear people talking and spreading the gospels without passing the test, because it's not a genuine gospel that is being spread. The role of Satan, one of the biggest reasons that God allows the existence and the manipulations of Satan, is to test our hearts. Because there are no real things, there are no false things also. How can we distinguish something that is false from real if there is no false thing? So we must understand that when we were on the world, when we didn't have any compromise with the gospel, all our privations, all our trials were punishment for our sins. And this is the first idea that I want to emphasize here, because it is my purpose to defeat our enemies, our human and spiritual enemies, that doesn't contribute with anything to the consolidation of the real kingdom of God on this earth in our lives. I want you to leave this program with the conscience that you come and you get something that you can use in your life. Not you come to a ritual, to a gathering, a social gathering. Okay, we have needs because we are social persons, but the gospel is above everything, it is a spiritual blessing. So I want you to leave this show with more weapons to fight, the fight that we all need to fight. My brothers and sisters, when we did not knew Jesus Christ, we all were under the wrath of God, which means Satan, we were delivered to Satan. We obeyed Satan. He had power over us because we were ignorant of the truth. And for that, we would act as Satan wants, as Satan put in our minds and hearts, and for that we suffer punishment from God. But when we go to have a meeting with the real Jesus Christ from the Jewish people, the Jewish Messiah, and when we understand the real purpose of the gospel, the first thing we must receive, the first thing we must understand is God has something to give us. And the first thing we need to receive from God, it's not the eternity. This is a lie. Innocently or no, a lot of people receive this as a speech, as a spreading the word of God. The first thing that God wants to give you and you need to receive is the cross. The eternity is a consequence. The communion with God, the new born, the new creature, is a consequence of the cross of Christ. You cannot receive Jesus Christ in your life if you don't accept the cross of Christ. If you don't take it and you compromise yourself to take your gallows, as it is written in the old Aramaic and Hebrew gospel, gallows, not cross, gallows, if you do not take your gallows every day. And that process, my brothers and sisters, it's not a joke. If you once have accept Jesus Christ, but you still not go to the cross, if you don't take your gallows and hang up yourself there to this world to live for Him, you are not in the process that will conduct you to the real salvation. You've made simply a false testimony. You have accepted, you have declared, you went to the altar, and then you run away from the altar. You still live in the world. Brothers and sisters, this is the first idea that I want you to keep in English, because I'm going to speak real quick in Portuguese. You cannot have salvation if you don't accept the cross to your life. And it's a process that will take all your life. From the time that you accepted to take it and put it on your shoulder and carry it, following Jesus Christ, until the day that the Lord will take you to Him, God wants to see the cross on your back. If you do not have your cross now on your back, on your shoulder, you are in danger. You are deceived by these fake gospels, these prosperity gospels, these self-centric gospels, self-anointed gospels and servants that want simply for you to follow them in their promotions, in their discounts, because they just want your money. They don't want to take care about your soul. But thanks to God, I don't need your money for nothing, because God never let me down. When He gives me something to do, He gives me resources to do it. So I don't care about how much rich you are, if you are poor, if you are rich. I don't need your wallet for nothing, thanks to God. If I need, I would require, I would help. But thanks to God, I can say this because I have a God that until this day He sustained my life. I don't care about your wallet. I care about your soul, your faith, and your love for Jesus Christ. And this, it is my purpose this day, that you leave this show loving more Jesus Christ than you enter in this show. This is my purpose, and I know, I hope that I am being faithful what I felt from the Holy Spirit. My people need to understand the value and the sacrifice of the cross. Without this, they will be deceived. So, first thing, do you have your cross now on your shoulder? Or are you living on the large world? Everything is easy for you? You are following Jesus Christ, or are you following the fake Christ that makes you go away from the cross, that makes you look for yourself, for this vanity, that wants you to put your eyes into, for you to compare, to envy the things of this world? We will be going deep about the crucifixion, about the process of the crucifixion. It's a long and painful process. The things that Jesus Christ has physically there, you and I will need to pass it spiritually. And some of them, if God knows that we can take it, we will feel it in our own flesh. But it is the spiritual thing that is the most important. We will be digging about the process of dying on a cross, and you will understand that all your tribe, if you are a true believer and lover of Jesus Christ, if you have a love for the truth of gospel, you know it deep in your heart that what I will tell you, you have passed in your life because you love Jesus Christ. And the process, what Jesus felt in his flesh, you felt in your spirit. When you saw someone that you love going apart from you. When you lost someone that you love and God take it. When your dream was broken and you heard the enemy's voice asking you, where is your God? Curse your God now. It's all BS. Go live your life. Go see. Did you endure there? Did you take your cross down? Did you make like me one day that I put my Bible to the ground and I ask God, if you are with me, I don't believe. I cannot see you, I cannot hear you. Only if I touch in your hand, I will believe that you are alive. Where are you now? The rest I will tell you in the second part, what was the answer of God. So I am worried about, what are you doing with your cross? If Jesus would come today, will you find the cross on your life, on your shoulder? Or are you very light on this day? I'm not talking about occasional suffering. I'm not talking about a fair suffering, punishment from God. No, I am talking for those that once made a purpose in their lives to serve Jesus Christ. And in the process, in the trial, in the fight, somehow they left the cross on the path. Tonight I want you to take the cross again to you. That's the purpose of God. And you will understand that without the cross, there is no process of salvation. It is until the end. Those who prevail until the end will be saved. So, brothers and sisters, let me just update this in Portuguese real quick, and we'll be right back to continue to talk about these things. Ok, meus amados, nós vamos tentar atualizar tudo isto em português rapidamente. Nós vamos falar sobre o processo da crucificação. O propósito de Deus hoje é fazer com que você entenda o valor da cruz. Porque o que mais há aí é falsos evangelhos que nos tiram o foco daquilo que é a mensagem central do evangelho. Sem a cruz, não existe salvação. Não existe evangelho sem a cruz. O evangelho da salvação é o evangelho da crucificação. O Messias judeu que se entregou na cruz, sofreu por nós. A primeira coisa que você tem que entender é isto. Quando Deus te chama, quando você ouviu a voz do Espírito Santo numa congregação ou quando alguém te testemunhou e você sentiu, você tinha que tomar uma decisão de aceitar Cristo e você aceitou Cristo, a primeira coisa que você vai receber de Deus e vai ter que carregar com ela é uma cruz, um madeiro. Nós já vamos ver o que é que significa este madeiro. Muita gente quer Jesus. Muita gente gosta de ouvir falar sobre as bênçãos da cruz. Mas não quer a cruz. O que não falta aí são servos desses. Em que as cruzes são só para os outros. Para eles e para as famílias deles, são as bênçãos das cruzes. Porque eles são especiais. E são tão especiais que até recebem 10% do seu salário. Coisa que Cristo nunca cobrou a ninguém. Eles se acham nesse direito. E como recompensa, eles te dão uma cruz mais pesada do que aquela que Deus te quer dar. Porque você passa a seguir homens que, ao princípio, te dão um desconto de 10%, de 90%. Você paga 10% e não precisa carregar a cruz de Cristo. Mas carrega as deles para toda a vida. E acaba longe do processo de salvação. Porque só a cruz de Cristo é que salva. Ok, eu não quero entrar muito por aí. Quero que você entenda hoje que se você um dia aceitou Jesus, você aceitou a cruz de Cristo. Se você só aceitou Jesus e não quer a cruz, você não aceitou Jesus. Você aceitou outra coisa qualquer. E o que é cruz? O que é a crucificação? Nós já vamos debater isto mais pormenorizadamente. O que é importante entender é que é um longo processo que gera vida eterna. A primeira bênção que você recebe não é a eternidade, como se por aí fala, mas é salvo, salvo para sempre. Você fala e pronto, depois continua tudo igual. Não. A primeira bênção que você recebe é uma cruz. Tem que pôr aos seus ombros e carregar com ela o resto da vida. Se você não acredita nisto, se prefere acreditar que Jesus, você pode ser salvo só por declarar que é de Cristo, há um que te vai mostrar de uma forma mais severa do que estas palavras, de que isso é uma mentira. Esse é Satanás, é o diabo. Vai-te mostrar a ti e vai-te mostrar aos anjos e diante de Deus, que nunca foste convertido. A crucificação que Jesus sentiu foi um processo doloroso, que se prolongou, e é algo vai prolongar na sua vida para toda a vida. Aquilo que Jesus sentiu na pele, você terá que se qualificar para sentir na sua. E Deus irá permitir aquilo que você aguenta, tanto na carne como no espírito, mas sobretudo no espírito. E nós vamos falar precisamente sobre isso. Fazer uma comparação entre os sintomas que Jesus sentiu na cruz e aquilo que você ou sentiu ou irá sentir por seguir a Cristo na sua vida espiritual. Não se esqueça que tudo o que não nos mata torna-nos mais fortes. É por isso que Deus permite. Para saber se você está realmente seguindo a Cristo. Se você ama realmente a Cristo. É muito fácil amar a Cristo quando está tudo bem, quando nos prometem que cruzem tudo. Vem bênção, vem namorada, vem filhos, vem tudo. Vem dinheiro. Muita gente quer isto. Não quer é passar pela vergonha e a dor da cruz. Mas sem uma coisa, não há outra. Só que Satanás, o que mais tem feito, é levantar falsas cruzes e falsos evangelhos. E nós, hoje, vamos arranjar aqui fontes claras. Evangelhos que o sistema fez questão de tirar com traduções fiéis àquilo que foram os ensinos de Cristo. Como o Evangelho aos Hebreus, que tem por base o já famoso livro hebraico de Mateus, de onde nós temos na nossa Bíblia a tradução adulterada do grego do Evangelho de Mateus. Mas se você tiver fome pela verdade, você vai entender o que é que Jesus falou para aqueles que o creem seguir. Não é fácil, meu irmão, não é fácil, minha irmã. Se tiver coragem de ficar, eu já volto. Ok, brothers and sisters, I'm back. This is a heavy message, my brothers and sisters, that just a few people wants to preach. It's not a popular message, see? Jesus, when he entered in Jerusalem on the donkey, there were thousands of people saluting them. Thousands, calling king. But when he was hanged on the cross, how many people were there? How much of those that were saluting him, war with him on the cross. My brother and sister, the more that I have suffered for the sake of kingdom, the thrive of the kingdom, there is a consequence in my life. When I get the deliverance from God in everyone, because God knows our limits, our personal limits. The result of the trial is that there is an increment of love for the gospel and for the person of Yahushua Jesus Christ. I can't explain what is spiritual with words, but I know that these words will touch the real hearts of the real followers of Jesus Christ. In each trial that we pass for the kingdom, for loving Jesus Christ, the end is that we become stronger in our faithfulness, in our love to the person of Jesus Christ. As I said, we will be talking about the crucifixion. Let me just go back in history and give you some feedback. Our brother Harmy was talking about, he wants to know more about the Hebrew Gospels. Well, first thing you must understand, my sister, is that what we have in our Bible, it's a translation from the Greek. And the Gospels, contrary what most of the church teaches, they were not written in Greek at origin. They were written in their original language. They were Hebrews. They were written in Aramaic, in Hebrew language. Only after this, they were translated to the Greeks and all other languages. So what we have in our language, it's a translation from a translation from a translation, okay? So with a lot of changes from the scribe. So the closer you get to form the source, to the original, the closer you get to the real gospel. Okay? So in Matthew's, in the chapter 10, we used to heard about that Jesus said, those who do not take their cross and follow me, it's not worthy of me. Okay? Okay, this is on the Greek. But in the Aramaic gospel that all the church fathers knew about their existence, and they knew that the Greek translations came from this one. It was not the church fathers who lied about the Gospels being original, written in Greek. It's the modern system. All the Eusebius and Origins and Jerome, they knew about this book. Thanks to God, someone found it. And we have it. But you will not hear it about this in the most of all the churches. They don't want you to know all the truth. Because you see, if you know all the truth about following Jesus Christ, you will not be stuck under a pyramid, a human pyramid. You will not be enslaved on that hierarchical. Because the church is a relation with the Creator and not only another man on a special place. No. So, what was written about following Jesus Christ was this. And I've put the link in the beginning on the chat. In the lost gospel to the Hebrews, it was the same gospel to the Hebionites or to the Nazarenes. There were communities. They were following the Messiah there on Jerusalem and all the Palestine. They had these books that came from the gospel, the Aramaic original gospel of Matthew. He says this in Matthew 10, 34 to 36. And that love father and mother more than me, they are not worthy of me. And that love son or daughter more than me, they are not worthy of being with me in the kingdom of heaven. And that do not take their gallows or cross and follow after me are not worthy of me. And look at this. This is a phrase that is in the original and it was removed from the Greek translation. And there are testimonies about the church fathers that wrote about this removal. In his work, Eusebius, in Theophany, it's called Theophany, in his book, he called and he says about, he makes a comment about removing what I'm going to read to you. Behold, I choose the ones that are most worthy, and the most worthy are those which my heavenly Father has chosen and given to me. My brothers and sisters, if you remember in the Greek gospel, Jesus says that those that do not lose everything for the sake of the kingdom and for the love of me, they are not worthy of me. So it's clear that God tests our hearts to make us worthy of the kingdom. God tests our heart, will test your heart, your faith, to make you worthy of the kingdom. It's not only accepting, it's living the gospel of the cross that you will be transformed to become worthy to live the kingdom of God, to live the eternal life. You must become worthy. When we go and when we accept, when we do the act of accepting Jesus Christ, we are not worthy. But when we start living and making decisions in our life based on the truth and the values and the person of Jesus Christ, you start becoming worthy. But it's a process that will take every day, every hour of your life. In your job, in your relationship, the people you submitted to. My brother, this is important. You need to become worthy to be chosen by God. You are called, lords of lords are called, but few are chosen because few are those who carry the cross all the path until the last day. When Jesus will come to call you to his kingdom, he must find the cross in your life. He must find you with the cross. If he does not see the cross and the marks of the cross in your life, you will not be worthy to be with him in their kingdom. And they remove this from the gospel to promote the fake gospel that we have, the 10% gospel, the social gospel, the political correct gospel. And guess who wins with that? Satan. Satan does not have a fray of the Bible. He has a fray of the cross of the Bible because he knows that is the cross that will make you worthy. Is the cross that will make to your spirit what Jesus felt on the cross. Let's see what is the crucifixion. The crucifixion, according to the Wikipedia, was something that was brought to the Western societies from the Persian world, from the Orient. It was a myth of execution of criminals in the antiquity. It was a very rough process of condemnation. They were tortured first before they went to the cross. They were forced to take up to the place of the execution to carry a horizontal bar on their arms. It was already prepared there on the vertical part, and the criminal had to take it, that heaviness in their back with the open hand and naked. Those that were crossed, they were naked, without, practically without clothes. They didn't have rights. It was an horror and a chain. It was exposed to everybody that he didn't have any rights. It was the scum of the society. They had to carry that gallows to a path. And then they were crucified. But first they were tortured. They were tortured. They were so heavily tortured that some of them, they died on the torture process. When they were being tortured, they were arrested to a column without moving. And this happened to Jesus Christ. This happened to our Lord. He couldn't move. He was accused. as an outlaw. He was condemned as an outlaw, without honor, without clothes. He was mocked. He didn't die on the torture. He died on the cross because he had to take all the pains from their shoulders. That was his mission. He was arrested to that column, stabbed. He felt the iron of this world in his own flesh. You have seen probably the image of the movie, The Passion of Christ. And he didn't open his mouth. He didn't open his mouth. He preferred to suffer to make us overcomers later. He knew that you and me would not stand without him when it was your turn. And if you will be an overcomer, it's because Jesus passed it first. And his spirit is now in us to give us strength and faithfulness to stand with this trial. You will be stripped of everything that is your clothes, that has values for you on this world. This is a requirement. If you love something more than Jesus Christ, that thing must be removed. Satan will do it. Satan will accuse you that you are an idol worshiper. And God will permit to make the process real to you. Or otherwise, you will not be worthy of the kingdom. You can give 10% of your salary to a congregation and even you go to hell because you never went to the real cross. But Satan is raising places and people that say, no, it's not necessary. Jesus did it for you. No. He did it for you to become an overcomer, but you must pass it. I don't know about you, but I lost everything. And if I didn't lost more, it's because Jesus was there. But I have to say, God, take my life. I can't spend more. I start something on the back telling you about an episode of my life. It was on a night, 3 years after being serving Jesus Christ. My mom was on the hospital. My father was dying on the hospital. My former bride started a new life with someone else. I lost all my friends. And at 4 in the morning, I raised my hand to God. I was so sick in my flesh that I couldn't even breathe normally. I had a cancer in my lung from the cigar that I smoked in my youth. I grabbed my Bible and raised my hand to God and said, I don't believe that you are with me anymore. You don't answer me. My life is a mess. Where are you? If I don't touch you like Thomas did, I will not believe that you are real again. It was something else that healed my mother 3 years before. It was the medicals. I lost my faith on that night. I grabbed my Bible and I threw it to the floor. And I raised my fist And then where I was saying something that Satan was putting for me to say, and I was raising my fist, you are not real. Oh God. When I was saying this, suddenly I felt a punch in my heart. Boom. I only had time to put my hand in my heart and say, sorry. That's how God showed me that he was near me, that he was hearing me. Suddenly all my rage passed, and the only thing I want to do is go to bed. Because I was believing in a fake gospel. I was believing in a gospel that gives me everything, but not the cross. And suddenly, when the cross starts appearing in my life and removing the obstacles for knowing God, I become angry with God. And I was serving him 3 years. I had seen miracles in the beginning. The problem is that Satan will require to make you worthy, to see if you are really worthy to serve Jesus Christ and to know him and to have an intimate relationship. And God allowed. On that night I went to bed. I fell asleep. I don't know how much hours I had slept. I don't know what time was. I was conscious, awakened, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. I could not move my body. And I felt and I saw on the darkness of the moonlight that was on that room, I saw someone, a shadow, open the door of my room. I could not see. But someone entered the room. And when that figure enters the room, suddenly the air was full of love. I only could breathe love. I was drowning in love with that presence in my room. That figure enters and sits on my bed. I tried to open my physical eyes very, very tiny, and I couldn't. I just could see in shadow. And that figure pulls me to his breast and grabs me one hand, and with the other hand puts his hand in my head and starts talking to me. Son, even if you cannot see me, even when I don't answer to you, even if you don't feel me, I want you to remember that I will never forget you. Because this is the price that I pay for your life. And he grabbed my hand and makes me pass my hand on his hand. And I could feel the marks of the nail. This was the biggest experience that I had with my Savior. He answered in the limit that he answered. And he heard my challenge. And he made a personal appearance to my life to give me a lesson that I never forget of the price that my Savior paid for me and how faithful he is with those who take the cross with the limits of their strength. Sometimes in our lives we don't even can breathe with the pressure that is in our hearts, in mind. The pressure that killed Jesus Christ on the cross without being able to breathe with the heaviness of his body. Sometimes we are stuck, we cannot move in our life. Anything we do, anything we go, anybody we talk, it's like a wall. And we only take punches from one side and another. Those who should be there to help us, they are not there. Like Jesus was so much love when he did miracles. But when we were suffering, there were so few. They were there, weeping with them. My brothers and sisters, this is a mystery. There is nothing like loving Jesus Christ, learning to love as he loved us. This is the salvation. This is what makes you overcome this illusion of this world. On this day that I have passed, I could not breathe. I had pains from my shoulder to my fingers of my hand. It was a constant pain. I went to hospital. And I knew that it was something that God wants to teach me. It was a test. I didn't want to challenge God. So I went, I took some medication. But what really made the difference is when I suffered God, even with the pain. I put myself in the disposition of a soldier, of a follower, and I said, with the strength that I have left, I will serve you. And here I am, better, receiving the blessing, almost cured. But if you don't understand, that is the cross that will bring the knowledge of who and how Jesus Christ so much has loved us. It's from the cross, from the pains, from the trials that you will understand the value of your Savior. You will be trapped with the love of men, with the love of these vanities of this world, and you will drop your cross on the path. And suddenly you are working to raise the army of the enemy. That the only thing he has afraid is the faith of the real worshippers that gather their power after being trialed and approved by the cross. There are no salvation without the cross. So I hope that you understand that anything that God removed from your life, it was an obstacle to your cross. You didn't lose. God requires what he has given to you before. It was not yours. To be a son, to be a wife, to be a pet, to be a job. Job said, "Naked I came, naked I will go. This is profound. This is what you and I need to live here. Sometimes we have a lot of things. Sometimes we have almost nothing. But there is only one thing that you are committed to never let go. It is your faith and your Savior. You must understand this is a fight. God doesn't have to prove to you anything else. It's you and I that we must prove to God that we love Him. He proved that revealing Jesus Christ, revealing that the cross is real. Once you get the knowledge, God will require for that knowledge. Satan will require to challenge you. So, you are only worthy to be with Him in His kingdom if you are found in the day of the Lord with your cross in your life. Go get your cross where you leave that cross, where you exchange that cross for something else. Go get it fast. Do not be afraid of the dollar crash. Do not be afraid of the Illuminati. Do not be afraid of the ETs. Be afraid of not finding again the cause. What you should be afraid. Once you got this fear of God, once you got this understanding, there are no place for other fear. There are no place for feeling pain, suffering, because we understand the price that Jesus has paid for me and for you. And that love does not leave space to anything else. That love will make envy in a lot of people in your life, your pastor, your son, your wife, your daughter, because they will be manipulated by Satan. Satan will block their minds. Not understand who Jesus Christ is. That's why they become your enemy. But don't take it personal. It's your trial. It's your test. It's your faith that is in trial. It's your love for Jesus Christ that is being tested. Pray for them, but do not make them idols. Because Satan will use them to steal Jesus and your cross from your life. And if God has to remove, they will be removed for you to not lose your cross. Because God wants to make you worthy of His kingdom. This is the gospel, my brother. Everything else is BS. This is the cross. This is the gospel of Yahushua, the Jewish Messiah. This is the gospel of the eternity. Without the cross, there are no eternity. I'll be right back.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost cherish the old rugged cross.
Brothers and sisters, I will update very quickly Portuguese what I have been talking here, and I'll be right back to end the show. Just stay a little bit with more with us. Meus amados, nós vamos encerrar o programa. Eu quero ainda acrescentar que o processo de crucificação é algo que tem que estar presente constantemente nas nossas vidas. Sem a cruz não há salvação. Então vamos entender o que é que era a crucificação. A crucificação, segundo os historiadores, era um método que era usado para castigar criminosos. Herdado do Oriente, trazido para as sociedades ocidentais, Roma, Cartago, mas em origem no Oriente. E era um processo que se arrastava desde o julgamento até a crucificação final. Os acusados, comprovados como criminosos, eram torturados, amarrados a um poste, não se podiam mexer, eram despidos, eram massacrados, batidos, cuspidos, eram feitos um espetáculo para que as outras pessoas vissem o resultado das suas ações. Todos os que ousavam ir contra as leis das sociedades. E a pessoa era obrigada a carregar a sua própria forca, né? A sua própria tábua de condenação, até se reunir no lugar onde já estava pregada uma estaca, onde ele ia ser pendurado. Aquilo era um espetáculo. Muitos deles eram de tal maneira brutalmente torturados que não aguentavam o processo, morriam no processo da tortura. Quando chegavam lá, eram crucificados, pregados naquelas madeiras. Estavam ali horas, sufocando com o peso do próprio corpo, cada respiração. É uma tortura, porque com o passar do tempo aquilo ia-se agravando, até que acabavam por morrer por asfixia. Foi isso que aconteceu com o Senhor Jesus. Ele não morreu honrosamente, ele morreu como um criminoso. Muitos daqueles que o saudaram quando o viram chegar a Jerusalém num jumento, depois disseram, afinal, não era Deus, ele não se salva. Não era mais um mentiroso, tão breve. Poucos entenderam, poucos que os conheciam, aqueles que caminharam com ele, até mesmo esses fugiram. Eram poucos que estavam lá na cruz. O que o Senhor Jesus passou, você vai ter que passar. Dentro dos limites que você aguenta. Deus não te vai deixar morrer no processo. Mas você, para se tornar digno do reino de Deus, da verdadeira herança espiritual, da eternidade, você tem que ser encontrado com a cruz. Você tem que ser encontrado, crucificado para este mundo. E Deus vai remover tudo da sua vida, aquilo que for um empecilho a esse entendimento. Às vezes são familiares, às vezes são trabalhos, às vezes são ídolos idiotas como o dinheiro, que não compra saúde. Parece que compra, mas não compra. Não compra beleza, não compra amor, não compra nada. Compra mentiras, notas falsas. Para você viver o verdadeiro reino de Deus e encontrar a verdadeira eternidade com Cristo, você vai ter que ser transformado de um chamado para um escolhido. Para isso você precisa entender que nem este sistema evangélico está dando a verdade. Porque até os pais da igreja sabiam que as traduções em grego que nós tínhamos tinham sido adulteradas. Você quer ver Eusébio, por exemplo, na sua famosa obra chamada Teofania, ele faz um comentário acerca do livro aramaico de Mateus, de onde ele diz que eles têm a tradução em grego. Se você quiser, faça uma pesquisa no Google, vá, escreva Eusébio Teofania. Você vai ver se eu estou a falar mentira ou verdade. No hebraico original, quando Jesus fala sobre segui-lo, ele diz o seguinte, Mateus capítulo 10, capítulo versículo 34. Quem ama o pai é mais do que a mim, não é digno de mim. Quem ama o filho ou a filha mais do que a mim, não é digno de estar comigo no reino dos céus. E quem não toma o seu madeiro, não é? Em inglês tem uma tradução que é galo, que é forca. É a estrutura onde se penduravam as pessoas. Mas dá para entender, o seu madeiro e não segue após mim, não é digno de mim. Não é digno de mim. Você não é digno de Cristo se você não for encontrado com o seu madeiro. E diz aqui, veja a diferença, que isto não está no evangelho que você tem na sua vida. E eis que eu escolho os que são mais dignos. E os mais dignos são aqueles que o meu Pai Celestial me concedeu. Você não pode ir a Cristo se não for conduzido por Deus. Você só pode conhecer Cristo se Deus der a oportunidade disso. Mas uma vez que você conhece Cristo, a primeira coisa que você vai receber de Deus é uma cruz. Não é eternidade, não, como diz o sistema. É pela graça, mas não é de graça, não. Você precisa provar o seu amor a Cristo. Satanás vai requerer isso. O seu e o meu adversário vão requerer isso, como ele fez com Jó, como ele fez com Abraão. Eu escolho os que são mais dignos. Quem é que é digno de Cristo? Ah, todos somos pecadores, não é? Mas é a cruz que te vai tornar digno de Cristo. Digno do reino. É a cruz. Não é o ires à frente e confessares que Jesus, não é dares o dízimo e depois não creres a cruz. O próprio Evangelho de Mateus diz mais à frente, quem ama mais o pai e mãe do que a mim, quem ama mais as terras, não é digno. Se você ama mais o seu pastor, se você ama mais a sua igreja do que esta verdade, do que a sua cruz, você não é digno. Não é a igreja que te está dando a salvação, é a cruz de Cristo. Não é os seus dízimos. O seu dízimo não podia pagar o processo da cruz. Cristo foi à cruz para você suportar o processo. Mas você tem que ir lá. Acho que há uma hora que o inimigo vai te pôr à prova. E Deus vai permitir. Os seus inimigos vão ser aqueles que você mais ama. Ele vai virar, ele vai te acusar como Jesus acusou, de seres um mentiroso, de seres uma mentirosa, de seres uma vaidosa, de te achares alguém diferente. Porque Satanás vai entorpecer-lhe os sentidos para que não conheçam isto. Mas é o seu teste, não é o Deus, você não pode levar pessoal. Você tem que entender que é a sua fé que está a ser testada. E aí entra a verdadeira fé. Você vai ter que se gloriar. E ora, estou a ser testado, mas eu amo-te mais. Eu sei que estou na cruz. Se quiseres, leva o meu Isaac. Você pode ter que perder o Isaac. Às vezes Deus tem que levar um familiar para que aquele familiar não se perca lá na frente. Mas é a cruz. Sem a cruz, você nunca poderá ser digno de Cristo. Mas com a cruz, vivendo a cruz, o resto da sua vida, você vai se tornar digno da presença de Cristo na sua vida, na eternidade também. Não é fácil, meus irmãos. O Evangelho não é uma coisa fácil. Não se compra com dinheiro. Não se compra servindo homens. Não se compra bajulando pessoas e vestindo roupas para parecer mais santo do que aquilo que somos. Tem que ser, começar por dentro, pôr tudo no altar. Lance os seus sonhos. Você trocou a sua cruz por alguma coisa, precisa de ir buscá-la. Foi convencido a deixar a cruz. Então você parou no processo de salvação. Esta frase, diz Eusébio, faz parte do original hebraico. Segundo o testemunho de Eusébio, preservado na obra Teofania. O grego, porém, ou muito trecho. Acha que foi por acaso? Se as pessoas entendessem o que é a espiritualidade do Evangelho, o que é realmente essencial para se alcançar a eternidade, você acha que tinha aí essa multidão de igrejas e de falsos servos de Deus enriquecendo à custa dos otários? Eles sabiam a verdade, mas ocultaram-na. Porque eles serviam papas. Eles estavam na estrutura. Tinham medo deles. Sabiam que podiam morrer por causa da verdade. Mas deixaram ainda assim estas pérolas que Deus nos faz achar. Você não precisa de ser enganado. Você quer Cristo? Quer a espiritualidade que Cristo tem para lhe dar? Quer a comunhão com o Espírito Santo? Precisa da cruz. E se tiver que sair do sistema, saia, porque ali vão-te pedir a cruz. Mas se você vive numa igreja, numa congregação que vive isto, que conhece e prega isto, então é lá que você deve ajudar. Se você antes não sabia e foi enganado pelo sistema como eu, é a hora de você renovar o seu entendimento e começar a lutar pela verdade. Se o seu pastor também foi enganado, mas está se renovando, é hora mais ainda de o ajudar. Não é hora de lhe tirar o sustento, é hora de o suportar, não com o dízimo, mas com o que eu precisar para espalhar mais verdade. Está vendo como eu não sou contra congregações? Eu não sou contra pastores. Eu sou contra os manipuladores. Há muito homem de Deus que está renovando o seu entendimento, que está tendo humildade no seu coração para entender, meu Deus, eu preciso de pregar esta verdade. Eu sei que vou ser crucificado, mas isso eles precisam de saber. Estas são as pessoas que você precisa de congregar com eles. Estes são os verdadeiros pastores. Não te vão cobrar mais com mentira, mas não vão, de um momento para o outro, deixar de precisar do teu sustento, da tua ajuda. Se você sempre deu, continue dando. Se deu sendo enganado, dê agora que estão espalhando a verdade. Se você pode dar o seu dízimo, dê. Se você fez esse voto, dê com alegria, mas nunca por lei, porque cobra não é servo de Deus, é servo do inimigo, do mentiroso, do que levanta estas pirâmides modernas para te requerer a cruz, para te tirar a cruz dos ombros. Fale com o seu pastor. Veja, estuda a reação dele. Você verá pelos frutos que tipo de árvore você tem lá. E se vir que não vai haver mudança, se vir que a verdade continua escondida, saia. Está preparada para a maldição. Saia debaixo dessa árvore. Quando vier o fogo, se você for encontrado lá, você vai ser apanhado no fogo. Saia, não se sujeite. Viva a verdade. Torne-se digno do reino. E para isso, se for preciso, largue tudo. Este é o Evangelho da Cruz. Tem uma hora que aquilo que Jesus passou, pendurado ali, sem poder respirar com o peso do seu corpo, acabando por morrer. Você sente isso na sua vida espiritual. Portas que se fecham, você não se consegue mexer. Até o respirar se torna pesado. Todos te acusam. Só porque você ama Cristo. Só porque você ama a verdade. E eles não querem pagar esse preço. É de graça? Não. É pela graça de Deus. Porque você só vai conseguir suportar a cruz porque Jesus a suportou. Porque o Espírito Santo vai dar força e ânimo. Isso é pela graça, mas não é de graça. Você tem que se tornar digno. É você que vai ter que provar a Deus que o ama. Deus já não tem mais nada que lhe provar. A partir do momento que você tem consciência que ele é real e que Jesus não é uma história da carochinha. É você que passa a ter que provar a Deus E é isso que Satanás vai requerer. Que Deus te abençoe. Vou-me despedir com um último hino. Que Deus possa te dar do seu espírito para carregares a tua cruz até ao fim da tua vida. Irmãos, com todas as provas, há uma coisa que é um mistério que eu não consigo te explicar. Você precisa de experimentar. Quanto mais você decisões tomar por amor ao Evangelho, por amor à verdade, aquilo que não nos mata torna-nos mais próximos, mais fervorosos no amor pela pessoa do Senhor Jesus. Todas as dores, todas as faltas de saúde, a falta de dinheiro, muitas vezes tanta coisa que a gente construiu sob o fundamento errado, que estamos pagando um preço agora. Mas quando aquilo é removido e quando nós mantemos o propósito do coração de amar a Cristo e de trabalhar para Ele, não há nada que a cruz não possa reverter em nosso favor. Sobretudo naquilo que é o mistério. A paz que o mundo não tem para dar. Deus te abençoe e que tu possas sair debaixo da sombra das árvores erradas. Ponha à prova todos os espíritos, inclusivamente aqueles que dizem ser servos de Deus. Teste-os nos seus ídolos. E você verá se eles têm com eles a cruz deles ou não a têm. Ou se as cruzes são apenas para os outros. Que Deus te abençoe, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Father, this is our program is ending. I am feeling full of the love of the Holy Spirit inside us, of me. I am feeling the happiness of Jesus Christ. I will ask you humbly, please share with your friends this program. Share. God says on the Bible that He will talk with the people, even with tongues that they do not speak properly. That's my case. I don't speak English very well. But I know that the Spirit that is inspiring me speaks better than me. For those who have ears, for those who have heart to love the truth, to love the values, the purpose of Jesus Christ. Go get your cross, my brother and sister. You think that you are not important, that what you do is not important. If it was not important what you can do to the kingdom, let me say this. You were not here to hear this message. The proof that you are very important to God and to the work of the kingdom is that you heard this poem until the end. May the Lord bless you, soldier. May the Lord bless you, my brother and sister. Pray for me. Pray for this ministry. Pray for this program. That God continue blessing our lives with this instrument. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus Yahushua's name. See you later. Bye-bye. God, when I adore.
sweetly in the tree.